guide to sadhaks. Reduce your wants to the barest minimum. Adapt yourself to circumstances. Never be attached to anything or anybody. Share what you have with others. Be ever ready to serve. Lose no opportunity. Serve with Atma Bhav. Entertain Akarta and Sakshi Bhav. Speak measured and sweet words. Have a burning thirst for God realization. Renounce all your belongings and surrender everything and yourself unto God. Spiritual path is a sharp-edged razor path. A guru is absolutely necessary. Have great patience and perseverance. Never leave your abhyas even for a day. The guru will only guide you. You should yourself tread the path. Life is short. Time of death is uncertain. Apply yourself seriously to yogic sadhana. Maintain daily spiritual diary and record correctly your progress and failures. Stick to resolve. Do not complain that there is no time for sadhana. Reduce sleep and tall talks. Stick to meditation in Brahma Muhurta. With the thought of God, a reality, keep away the thought of the world. Forget the feeling that you are so-and-so, a male or a female, by vigorous Brahma-chintan. Never postpone a thing for tomorrow if it is possible for you to do it today. Do not boast or make a show of your abilities. Be simple and humble. Be cheerful always. Give up worries. Be indifferent to things that do not concern you. Fly away from company and discussion. Be alone for a few hours daily. Give up greediness, jealousy and hoarding. Control your emotions by discrimination and vairagya, dispassion. Maintain equilibrium of mind always. Think twice before you speak and thrice before you act. Give up backbiting, criticizing and fault-finding. Beware of reaction. Find out your own faults and weaknesses. See only good in others. Forgive and forget the harm done by others. Do good to those who hate you. Shun lust, anger, egoism, moha and loba as a venomous cobra. Be prepared to suffer any amount of pain. Have a set of maxims always with you to induce vairagya. Treat sensual enjoyment as poison. Vomited food, vishta or urine. They cannot give you satisfaction. Preserve your virya carefully. Sleep always separately. Revere ladies as Mother Divine. Root out the sex idea. Prostrate before all. See God in every face and everything. Take to Sankirtan, Satsang, prayer. When the mind is overpowered by lower instincts, face obstacles coolly and boldly. Care not for criticism. When you are in the path, yield not to flattery. Respect rogues and scoundrels, serve them. Admit your faults openly. Take care of your health. Do not neglect daily asanas and exercises. Be active and nimble always. Develop your heart by giving. Be extraordinarily charitable. Give more than one's expectations. Desires multiply misery. Develop contentment. Control the senses one by one. Develop brahmakara vritti by repeated thinking on Brahman. Have a check over all your thoughts. Keep them pure and sublime. Do not lose temper when anybody insults, taunts or rebukes you. Is a mere play of words in a variety of sound. Rest your mind in God and live in truth. Be up and doing in the path of perfection. Have a definite aim in your life and proceed cautiously. Benefits of mauna are incalculable. Never give up this practice. Four important gates for passion. You enter the mind of sound, touch, sight and thought. Be vigilant. Have intimate connection with none but God. Mix little with others. Be moderate in everything. Extremes are always dangerous. Every day have self-analysis and introspection. Know the degree of your growth. Give up curiosities in spiritual path. Conserve your energy and concentrate. Think little of food, body and relatives. Think more of Atma. You must realize in this very birth itself. Nitya Shuddha, Nitya Sukha and Param Shanti can be had only in God. God is in your heart. He is in you and you are in Him. Just feel His presence. Through bhranti caused by the mind, pain is mistaken for pleasure. Everyone in this world runs after pleasure and tries to get rid of pain. Sensual enjoyment is attended with various defects. Maya binds people through affection, love, tenderness, respect, present. Human love is selfish and hypocritical. As everything is unreal in this world, treat love and respect as poison. Live alone and enjoy the atmic bliss in your heart. Only the man who is spiritually thirsty will drink the nectar of immortality. In the presence of sensual pleasures, atmic bliss cannot be had. There is no way of overhauling vicious worldly persons other than the personal contact of a guru. Work is a help for beginners and hindrance for advanced persons in meditation. Mind is only a bundle of samskaras, ideas, habits, impulses, thoughts and emotions. Many have fallen from yoga by the influence of subtle desires. The most difficult thing in this world is concentration. Mental purity is of paramount importance for self-realization. Memory of the past retards an aspirant's spiritual advancement. A gross mind with selfishness and lust is absolutely unfit for a spiritual life. Om.